AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us, U.S. Special Forces in Iraq reportedly have captured the head of the Islamic State Group's chemical weapons unit. Sulaiman Daoud Al-Afari, captured while trying to develop chemical weapons, we're told. This is the first known major success in Washington's new policy of pursuing jihadis on the ground. The Islamic State Group is believed to have developed and used mustard gas in the past in Iraq and Syria. 28-year-old Vanderbilt University graduate student Taylor Forrest served in Iraq and Afghanistan, but was stabbed to death yesterday while on a trip to Israel. This morning, Vice President Biden stood next to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at a joint news conference in Jerusalem and said this.
Taylor Forrest, who was served two tours, one in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, West Point graduate, a brilliant future.
And he slammed the Palestinians for not condemning the stabbing attack that also wounded 12 Israelis. There have been near daily attacks on Israelis recently by Palestinians. And now, says Donald Trump, it's on to the White House.
We have something that if we could embrace it, we're going to have a massive victory in November. We're going to have a massive victory.
He won three of four states in yesterday's Republican presidential contest. Ted Cruz won the other state, Idaho. Political analyst Jacob Parakili says Cruz could still knock out Trump.
There is technically time left for Ted Cruz, but it would require an unprecedented implosion from Donald Trump, which a lot of people have been waiting for the last few months, and it simply hasn't happened yet.
Hillary Clinton won the Democratic primary in Mississippi yesterday. Rival Bernie Sanders surprised a lot of the talking heads and won Michigan yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Musicians, politicians, and others are paying tribute to the Beatles music producer George Martin, who has died at the age of 90. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
Paul McCartney thinks Beatles producer George Martin was like a second father to me. If anyone earned the title of the fifth Beatle, it was George. McCartney credits the producer with strokes of musical genius, including the string arrangement on Yesterday, one of the band's most enduring songs. And Beatles drummer Ringo Starr has tweeted, God bless George Martin. Rock producer Mark Ronson puts it simply, thank you, Sir George Martin, the greatest British record producer of all time. Charles Ledesma, London.
Buckingham Palace is complaining to Britain's press watchdog about a tabloid story claiming the Queen wants the UK to leave the European Union. The Sun quoted sources as saying the monarch told then Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg that EU was headed in the wrong direction. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.